Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Before our drama starts, we would like to ask you a question. Had you noticed, perhaps, how difficult it was to buy White King in the years we've just passed through? Other kinds of soaps on grocers' shelves, often in abundance, but seemingly so little White King. Well, White King is made largely from precious nut and vegetable oils. These were scarce. We could not begin to fill demand for our soap, and we would not sacrifice quality. The ladies who are our customers are intelligent people. And so, when a package of White King did appear on a grocer's shelf, it was quickly bought and taken home and treasured, as perhaps no other soap has ever been. Maybe you haven't tried this different kind of soap. It will do so much of your work for you that you too will say, I love White King soap. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has been urged by the young Bedouin chief, Abdallah, one of Roxor's agents, to allow Abdallah to join forces with him. As a test, Chandler has sent him to discover Roxor's secret headquarters. But a moment later, a strange message from the yogi sends Chandler out to follow Abdallah through the black streets of the native quarter of Cairo. They reach Roxor's temporary rooms, but they are empty. In a dark closet, Chandler finds an Arab hiding. He pulls him out, but the man slips away from him and rushes down the stairs into the darkness. Then Chandler discovers that the precious emerald casket is gone. Meanwhile, the present scene opens in Naji's home after Chandler's departure. Chandu, the magician.
For Pete's sake, Mom, what did Uncle Frank want Abdallah for?
He had one of those messages from the yogi. Now, come along, we're going to bed.
Oh, Mom.
Do you realize what time it is?
It's 1:30 by my watch. Mother, what did the yogi say? Did you hear him?
It was something about Uncle Frank guarding a secret and... Now, don't ask me what he meant. I don't know any more about it than you do.
Well, don't you think we ought to stay up until Uncle Frank gets back?
You heard what he said, Bob. Besides, what good would it do?
Well, we,
Look at Betty. She's half asleep in her chair.
Oh, no, I'm not, Mother. I'm watching something.
Betty, what on earth?
There's somebody outside the window.
Oh, you're always... Hey, there is, Mom. You can see the white thing over his head.
Now what? Well, I'm not going to lie awake all night frightened to death. I'm going to see who it is.
Oh, Mother, don't!
Wait, Mom. Let me see what he wants.
Open the window, Bob.
I have a message for the Princess Naji.
Oh. Is she expecting you?
Aiwa. She knows.
You should have come to the street door. The man there will let you in if...
No. I come from river.
Through the garden?
Aiwa sit. From river.
Go around to the door on the street. The princess isn't here just now.
I wait.
Or if you'd like to leave the message with me, I'll be glad to take it.
I wait.
Very well. Close the window, Bob.
I wait inside.
Hey, what is this?
Bob, don't let him in.
It is better to wait here.
I'm sorry, but I'd rather you'd go out and speak to Saeed at the gate. Bob, you show him the way.
Okay. It's out this way.
I will sit on soft rug. Much better than desert mat.
Wait a minute, Bob.
What are you laughing at?
In my village, they laugh to hear in Cairo, young effendi takes orders from a woman.
Why, you big...
Bob, no. What do you care what he says?
Why don't you go and get Naji, Bob?
I don't know where she went. And anyway,
go out and bring Saeed in here.
And leave you and Betty with that big lug?
And I'll go, and I'll get Abu and Ahmed.
No! You will not go from room.
Oh, let me go.
You sit there.
You let go of her.
Bob, stop it.
Why, you big...
Listen to me. He probably has a knife in his sleeve. And besides, you know Uncle Frank will be here any minute.
It is well. Aiva, I have a knife. But also this small gun bites like a tiger.
What do you want? What did you come here for?
I come to kill Chandu.
What?
Roxor sent him.
Dead men no longer think when they are dead.
We'll give you money. Here, take this ring. It's an emerald. You can sell it for a great deal of money. Take it.
No. Chandu will go with me and he will die. But if any one of you call out his name to warn him, my little gun will bite before his foot has passed the doorway.
Oh, please don't. Uncle Frank never did anything to you.
Oh, skip it, Daddy.
But Bob...
Why knock yourself out arguing with him? It won't do any good.
We can't let Uncle Frank just walk in here and get shot.
Just sit still and don't argue with him, darling. I'll try to think of something.
You speak so I cannot hear you. But do not forget, my small gun speaks so the sky can hear. Ah.
There he is.
Are you still up?
Oh, Uncle Frank!
Betty, what's the matter? I see.
You will come with me, Chandu.
Where?
To my boat, on the river. The Nile is not deep, but deep enough.
I would have called to you not to come in, Frank, but he said he'd shoot you if we did.
And you must think I'm a dud in Technicolor.
I think you all did exactly right. All right, Ragil.
You will come with me, Chandu. Aiwa. You will all come with me.
Oh, Mother.
Then there will be none to say.
Hold on, Bart. Huh? Be quiet. We're not going with you, any of us.
Then I will shoot you all now. One,
with
two.
With what?
With my small gun. It is...
Gun? You have no gun.
Marshal, are you not blind? You see it?
That? Why, that's not a gun. Can't you see? It's a Enoch. Quick, it's a spider. A poisonous spider. Look. See its eight gray legs crawling across your fingers. See its fat gray body covered with black spots. Look at it. Look. It'll bite you. Drop it. Drop it, I say.
Boss.
So now I have the gun.
But the spider, Effendi. The gray, fat spider.
Let this teach you the power of Chandu.
Chandu.
How about that?
Uncle Frank, you're terrific.
I almost thought I saw the spider myself.
What are you going to do with this guy, Uncle Frank?
Send him to Yusuf.
Yusuf, no.
Said, come in here, will you?
I want Effendi.
And bring Abu.
Hasha. Oh, no, Chandu. Not to Yusuf. Effendi, I beg you.
He'll know exactly how to deal with you. Oh, Said, you and Abu tie this man. Well, mind you. Then take him to the house of Yusuf.
No.
Tell him I'll speak with him later.
No, Chandu, I beg
you. Silence, dog. Go da.
Take him out of here at once, Said.
No, Chandu. Not to the house of Yusuf. Not to Yusuf. No!
Brother, he sure doesn't want to see Yusuf.
Roxor must have men watching every move we make.
That man didn't come from Roxor.
Well, who is he then?
Yusuf will find out. How did he get in?
He came up from the river through the garden.
He tapped on the window and said he had a message for Najee.
He was watching the house and saw Abdallah and me leave. He may be just a... No, but that's not important now. Bob, push that little table over here, will you?
Sure.
Frank, he said he came here purposely to kill you. Roxor must have sent him.
No, he didn't, Dot. Roxor has left Cairo. Now, let's see.
Oh, don't put me off, Frank. How do you know Roxor's gone?
Because Abdallah took me to his room.
And Robert wasn't there.
No. Well, these are just the rooms Roxor uses when he's in Cairo. His men are in and out all the time. He wouldn't keep Robert there.
You surely don't believe anything Abdallah says.
And this time I do. There.
What are all those scraps of paper?
I found them in Roxor's own room. His habit of tearing up paper and thinking that's the end of it will catch up with him someday. Careful, Bob.
Oh, I'll pick it up. Here. You going to paste them all together?
They're just plain paper.
I bet I know. Invisible ink.
Bob Regent, boy detective.
Well, this time he's right, Betty.
What?
You see?
Then you've read some of them, Frank.
Only one or two. Now, let's see. I counted them before I left. Yes, that's right.
Put them in an envelope until morning. It's almost 2:00.
I have to read them tonight.
Oh, I forgot you said you were going away somewhere tomorrow.
I can't do that now, Dot. I don't suppose any of the servants are up at this hour.
Oh, of course not. What do you want?
Well, some water. I have to make a solution to bring out the ink. Well?
Are those scraps of paper what the yogi meant when he said, much would be revealed to you?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. But he said more than that. And it's happened.
Oh, I knew there was something wrong. What is it, Frank?
Oh, we had a scrap with a fellow we found hiding in Roxo's rooms. He knocked Abdallah down and got away.
Why, look, your coat's all torn, and we never even noticed it.
Yes, that's just it. The emerald casket's gone.
Jeepers!
The secret that I was to guard with my life.
Does Roxor know you had it?
No, no. It wouldn't mean anything to him if he did. Well, there's still one chance of getting it back. Abdallah remembered afterward who the fellow was.
One of Roxor's men?
Abdallah doesn't think so. He's a member of the Desert Outlaw tribe.
Could sell the emerald and it could be cut up so you could never identify it.
That's right. So I'm going into the desert to look for him.
Oh, but Frank, how do you...
Abdallah knows where his village is.
Are we going with you?
Oh, yes. Please take us, Uncle Frank.
I'm going to. I certainly can't leave you in Cairo.
Oh, that's the door. What now?
I know what it is. I'll go.
Oh, Mother, just think. Camels, moonlight on the oasis. Oh, won't it be marvelous?
I'm wondering if he wouldn't make much better time without us. Surely we can.
Oh, don't even suggest such a thing.
All right. Now listen. You'll need the warmest things you have, so be sure to take them. It's cold on the desert at night.
What's that you've got?
A note from Abdallah. He says he's hired guides and camels and so forth. Everything will be ready the first thing in the morning.
But Abdallah's a crook.
He works for Roxor, Uncle Frank.
Just leave this to me. We must all be ready to start for the desert at sunrise.
Before we bring to a close our drama this evening, may I say something to the ladies on the subject of hands. There is an extra special quality in White King soap that is extra specially kind to hands. And I'll tell you what it is. If you use the kind of soap that needs hot water to make it work, your hands are likely to be rough and red no matter what kind of soap it is, or what claims are made for it, or what it contains. But listen, White King, with its nut and vegetable oils, doesn't need hot water in washing machine or dishpan. For heavy clothes or filmy, fragile things, White King washes the dirt away in water that's just about body temperature. Ever hear of anything like that? No wonder millions and millions of ladies say, I love White King soap. That's what you'll say, too. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.